This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. Fidel Castro may be down, but he's not out. He hasn't been seen in public since falling ill over a year ago, but he is writing, apparently, and Cuba's state-run newspaper is making sure his ideas are very public. In a brief essay published today, Castro charges that President Bush is threatening humanity with a nuclear World War III. It's the latest in a slew of writings Castro has produced from his sickbed. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports from Havana.
Hundreds of Cubans waving paper flags line up in front of the U.S. interest section in Havana. Even though Fidel is no longer running Cuba, his name is still a rallying cry at this state-sponsored anti-American protest. From his sickbed, where the official line is that he's recuperating, Fidel has also been writing. It seems every few days in Granma, the official newspaper of the Communist Party, Fidel publishes a new edition to what are now being called the Reflections of the Commander-in-Chief. He hasn't become less wordy. Some run 10 pages long. His most recent series has been looking at the Kosovo conflict. This one is from the 10th of October.
The world cannot give itself the luxury of allowing the drama of the NATO war against Yugoslavia to be forgotten by the silence of those who were actors and important accomplices in that brutal genocide.
On September 7th, he castigated his favorite target, President Bush, commenting on a speech he made at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation, or APEC. Fidel wrote that the president's attitude to the events in Myanmar were disingenuous.
Let us allow everyone to meditate on the atrocious actions of the repressive governments which the United States trained for Latin America during the decades in the U.S. Academy of Torturers, and the role of drugs supported by the markets of the empire's consumer society. That is the kind of democracy W preaches to APEC, all bearing the U.S. brand name and patent. They would like to punish Myanmar the same way they have been punishing Cuba.
On the 18th of September, his reflections were entitled Deliberate Lies, Strange Deaths, and Aggression to the World Economy. It goes on for about 8 pages and makes reference to books written by academics and former politicians all over the world regarding the Cold War. It's rambling at times and hard to follow, but what it does show is a man who reads incessantly and has a seemingly sharp memory still. It ends.
In the present day, the world is threatened by a devastating economic crisis. The United States government is using unimaginable economic means to defend a right that violates the sovereignty of all other countries. To keep buying raw materials, energy, advanced technology, the most productive lands, and the most modern buildings on the face of our planet with paper money.
There are many more such reflections, from diatribes on the evils of ethanol to his memories of the day former President Ronald Reagan was shot. Ricardo Alarcón is the president of Cuba's National Assembly. He says Castro is, in essence, writing an autobiography.
He has said in one of the reflections that he's interested in educating people, letting people know, and he has more time now, obviously, more time to read and write. He has used that. You can see all the reflections. Some of them had a specific motivation, connected with a specific date or issue, and he had papers. He has been active in history, obviously. And many of those things have not been published. Then, in a way, he's writing memoirs, in a way.
And now Cubans are required to study his new pennings in school. Sitting in a living room where two birds sit in a cage, one woman, who asked not to have her name used, told me that she finds Fidel's reflections beside the point often.
The other day I read his reflections on what happened in 1999, and it makes no sense. We have so many internal problems. Why not address that?
But she says that many people in Cuba, including herself, still have a great loyalty towards Fidel, so they look with forbearance on these writings as they would the recollections of an elderly grandfather. She says, it's like something almost abstract. No one knows him or has touched him. No one has seen him, really. But we have a Fidelismo here, and she says that does exist. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News.